I call this meeting to order on Thursday, November 1st at 6:13 p.m. in room 520 on the fifth floor of the Mathewson IGT Knowledge Center. Agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Worrell.
Here.
Assistant Director Comandari.
Here.
Projects Director Wolfram.
Here.
Policy Analyst Del Turco.
Absent, excused.
Policy Director Kalis.
Here.
Student Outreach Coordinator Manfredi.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Awesome. Okay, moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 4. Minutes, there are no minutes to approve. But we do have some to approve, right?
Yes,
I'm going to
print them out. Please.
Oh, that's okay. Do you know which ones we need to, I need to put on here? Thank you. Moving into agenda item 5, reports. I'm going to skip mine. Actually, I'm just going to open it up to people to do reports if they have one. So just put your hand out if you have a report. Yes, student outreach.
Okay, so Joke and I met. We have the survey questions. So actually prior to that, before I get into that, I sent everyone a link to the OneNote Legislative Affairs meeting notes. Hopefully you all can see that. I don't know how those of you can like see me typing in real time. I don't know how the OneNote thing works. You can. Okay, then that's sick. But basically the survey questions are on my report in there. And then I made another little tab for like next. I assumed we were having a meeting on the Wednesday. I don't know when it is anyway. It doesn't matter. I made another little tab, and so you guys can put your reports in there so that we can all see like what we're going to say. But the survey questions are in there. Joko came up with all of these. So the question I had is A, like, do we like all of them? And then the next one is for question 6. Joke and I kind of went back and forth, and we said, do we want to do, like, rank the following college-related topics, or do we want to do, like, more broad topics like gun control, climate change, you know, women's reproductive rights, stuff like that? Do we want to do both? So I just wanted your guys' opinions on, like, which you thought was good, or both, or what you thought. And overall thoughts on the survey, too. Wording anything if anybody has any comment yet.
One thing that Katie reminded me of earlier is that we need to, like, she wanted us to show these questions also to James and Sandy at some point before we send them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that James and Sandy will be of more help with framing this than than I could be, or, I mean, unless...
Yeah, I just think that we had, like, opinions on which topic we wanted to more focus on.
Gotcha.
I think, based on, like, my goals for the topics we focus on as a department, that we want to do higher education, but also a lot of the other issues that affect students, but not directly as much as, like, student-related issues, so... It would be good to do, maybe focusing it more on, like, the BDRs that are expected to be.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard because we might want to use it. We want to use the survey for other things than just the Nevada legislature, though.
Yeah.
So. I think as long as we're all clear here about what we want the survey and what the goals we want from the survey and how we want to use it to you, then I think you'll be able to craft it well with James and Sandy.
Yeah.
As long as, because, like, the advisors sometimes, like, we want to stay true to, like, what our mission as a collective department was this.
Yeah.
Also, we want to make sure we're conveying that to James and Sandy when they're helping us write it, but other than that, I think it should be fine. Does so that
just,
make sense?
Yeah, just asking them what they think. I just didn't know if you guys had, like, which one was more.
I think with respect to the BDRs, I think the way we approach at least the education issues is sufficient for both BDRs and everything else. I don't think like we would have to change this to make it more BDR specific, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think having it broader is a good thing.
Okay. I guess I'm just... Like, if there's certain issues that are there that we ask them about or that they have issues about, and then it's not, like, the focus of this session, of the legislature session, then I don't know. I guess I was trying to gear it towards that, but it doesn't have to be geared towards that.
We could advocate for, like, because BDRs tend to be vague.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if something comes up that isn't addressed in an existing BDR, we could ask a legislator to say if they could, like, incorporate it somehow into a bill that they're coming up with. Because, like, BDRs can be changed. They're quite flexible in writing them.
Once we see them,
exactly. You mean,
they can be changed?
Oh, yeah. Like, they can, the legislature can do whatever they want to them. Like, especially the committees.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's also a drop-down question, too. Is there any other issues you think are important that weren't just addressed above? So hopefully if people can go off on that, too, with maybe more of the broad healthcare, immigration, gun, those things, maybe they can do that in that area. And then the last thing I wanted to bring up was we need to schedule a date with Sammy and... James, but we need to know if when we want to start doing this. So Joe and I went back and forth. We said either November 7th or November 12th. But just like the heads up of like when we start, we're gonna want to be like very heavily tabling to get the survey out. So I need to kind of know like your guys' availability on that.
I think we did come up with a date, if I remember.
Well, we said the 7th, but then Joke and I were talking about, like, is that bad because it's right after the election? Is it good that it's right after the election? Like, what do you guys... We wanted to, like, open it up for discussion.
Assistant Director Calendary.
I feel like it'd be better to do it, like, a little bit after the election, just because I feel like people aren't going to be, like, as excited to fill out a survey. They've just been asked to do a bunch of things during the election.
Yeah.
Especially because we know that like people get annoyed with like everyone tabling and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not gonna like be down to. I feel like it might be good just to wait like a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, just like a few days, like a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that would put us at the week of November 12th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so that the 12th is a Monday, so...
It's also Veterans Day. I don't think...
Oh, then
like,
the 13th. Then.
Yeah, Tuesday the 13th.
I think maybe we talked about it last week. I can't remember. I was trying to look in my notes, but I think we were saying that there wasn't enough time between then and then, like, Thanksgiving being soon and, like, not...
Yeah, Joke and I said that, too.
...to be out there. And
but
I think that's why we eventually decided to do just November 7th right after. And we're like, well, the survey's not really the same as election things, I guess.
Yeah. You want to say what we came up with?
No, if you're going to say, go ahead.
Yeah, we were just saying that... If we do it that week and, like, hit it really hard that week and then up until... we leave for Thanksgiving, if we still leave it open then a week after Thanksgiving, like, there's no harm done in that. So we were saying just to leave it open till the end of November.
Yeah.
And then maybe announce the raffles, like, Monday, December 3rd. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the first, Monday of the month.
So 3 weeks
ago. Just because, like, even on campus today, like, no one is talking to anyone.
and no one wants to speak to anyone. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like
if we're more like, if we're more, because I don't want to be out there and then not get enough people when we could have done it later and get more. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll put it out November 12th. So.
Well, the 13th, because the 12th is better.
Okay. And we need to work on, like, the raffle prizes.
Mm-hmm. That was another question I had, but that does not have to be for everyone. I just didn't know if we were purchasing those things or if mm-hmm. we were getting them donated, and if so, then, like, maybe if we could split up going to places to get them donated. But I don't know if what your thoughts were on that.
We have, like, a pretty large budget that we haven't tapped into that much.
Okay.
But I don't know, like, based on our time and... It seems like it would take more time to go around and try and ask for donations mm-hmm. than to use our own money. But if we want to save money for another thing, we can do that.
Yeah.
I guess I can just put out a budget proposal for... Mm-hmm.
And Joke and I were talking about maybe doing it for places like on campus, like doing Porter Sounds, Grateful Gardens, Panda Express, like
Starbucks.
So yeah, what do we want to get? Because I'm gonna have to put it on the agenda mm-hmm. for next week, because if I do it for the following week, it'll be kind of too late.
We have till December 3rd, really.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so we can figure that out later.
Okay, yeah, that was my whole board.
Okay. Other things with the survey is we want to try to get professors to put a link to the survey somewhere, try to get them to send it out, get the senators to do outreach hours through getting the survey out. So maybe these are other things that you and Joko can kind of start working on. Yeah, post-directively.
Yeah, I know, like, a lot of the political science professors will send out emails, mm-hmm. like, with articles and stuff. Yeah. So I think they would be more than willing to, like, accommodate this, because this is, like, a nonpartisan yeah. thing. Like, in the poli-sci yeah. professors, they are...
Not that anything being partisan is stopping them before.
After the meeting.
So, Joko, do you want to maybe handle talking to the poli-sci department?
Yeah,
and then
I
can reach out to senators.
Okay. And then there's, on the Democratic Engagement Coalition, there's STEM and there's social work. So I'll plug it to them and then see. Because we don't want to just be talking poli-sci. We want
yeah.
various
yeah.
opinions, so... Yes, just think of, I mean, whatever you can think of getting it out there, we can just do that. But, yeah, we'll probably need it. I mean, we already have tabling set up, so that's not a big deal. We'll table with the survey, and you got the tablets for it, right?
Yeah. I just have to tell them when we want them, and they said it was fine.
Okay. Cool. That sounds good. All right. Is that it, Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have it? Yeah, assistant director calendar.
Gabby Ortiz Flores just mm-hmm. came up to me like just now. and she asked, okay, because I don't know if we had planned anything for election day, mm-hmm. but she said that she wants to do, like, with the Senate engagement, do, like, some kind of, like, a tabling event the day of and basically just have, like, a little banner that's, like, happy election day, go vote, and hand out donuts, like, really simple. Mm-hmm. And she was asking if we would be able to pay for the donuts.
I don't see why. Well, as long as it's under $100.
Yeah. I think that's so, what she was assuming. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Donuts and democracy.
So, do you know how to submit a credit card request, will you?
No.
Who has done that? You've done that? Who wants to do it? You want to do it? Okay. From Doughboys? Less than 100? I think it's going to be 8 dozen is less than 100. Because 9 dozen was 107.
When
I bought it. 8 dozen will be under 100. Yeah.
Also, sometimes for Doughboys, which, like, I don't know how we feel about this, but also we're just handing them out. I recently heard that Doughboys does a thing where if you go after, like, right when they're closing and you ask really super nicely, they will sometimes give you all their donuts, because they make the donuts fresh every day. So sometimes they will give you the donut. If you say, like, hi, like, I'm doing an event on my campus, like, would it be okay? You have to be, like, really nice about it, and it's kind of, like, under the table thing, but...
Does someone want to try to do that? You want to try?
Yes. Look, yes. June 3rd, 2016, what ended up happening, we went to Dunkin' Donuts by the Legends, and we got boxes of free donuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
so November 5th?
Like, before they closed.
At 9 p.m. You got it?
Yes.
Monday?
Monday, November 5th at 5 p.m. I will write that down. 9 p.m.
That's when they close, right?
I think so. Yeah, let's look up when they close. I would go, like, maybe, like...
8:30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, a half hour before they close, and then just, like...
Yeah.
Be, like, please, maybe, if you could.
Absolutely.
Can I still...
And if not, then you need to purchase them.
Can I still tell Gabby that we can purchase them?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll get the donuts.
Should they still submit a credit card?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Still submit the credit card.
Yeah. And then... I don't know if we have tailing that day, but if we don't, choose so that she can handle getting the table.
We have tailing that day.
We do have tailing that
day. And then we change it to Tuesday.
I thought we were
going to
do it Tuesday. Election day.
Tuesday.
I thought we were talking about
Election Day. Oh, yeah.
Election Day is a Tuesday.
We have the 6th.
And it's 11 to 1, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Wednesdays is 10 to 1. Okay. Cool. And Gateway Plaza.
Cool, Leo. Okay. Let me just look at something really quick. Okay, I just wanted to check in on collaborations. Have you...
We haven't met yet.
Are you all in the works of trying to set up a meeting?
Yeah.
And you and Marissa?
We are going to be meeting Tuesday at 3 o'clock, I believe. Let me check if I have that right. Yeah, Tuesday at 3.
Okay, so M and J are meeting Tuesday at
3. Oh, election day.
S and M are going to meet soon.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Oh, Joko, you did want to ask people about the town hall, right? Didn't you want to pose that out to everyone?
Oh yeah, I did. I was going
to
say that for the next meeting because
of time.
Talk about
the public boards.
Yes. Do you want me to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So I guess I'll just go into everything I wrote down here. First off, I will be reaching out to Diversity Inclusion regarding the Native American Voting Rights Act. Oh.
I just wanted everyone to clap for you for going to the city council.
Yes.
Oh.
I thank you for doing that.
City Council is a facetious institution.
Thank you for going.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're on record for today.
I appreciate that. But... So I'm reaching out to the Department of Diversity and Inclusion regarding the Native American Voting Rights Act. I think there have been problems in the past in Nevada regarding... Native Americans being able to vote, so I think that's something that we could do for our Native American students and faculty here on campus. I'll be reaching out to Councilwoman Neoma Jardin so we can meet with her as a department. She's our representative on the Reno City Council.
And she came up to you.
Yeah.
And asked to meet with us.
Oh.
Joker went.
Councilwoman Jardin, yeah. I've always liked her. But I wanted to ask everyone about how we can get the word out about students applying for local boards and commissions. Like, that's an opportunity that's available to everyone. I just wasn't sure how we would publicize that. That's a question I wanted to pose to the group.
Getting students to be on the public boards?
Yeah, like, the Reno City of Reno has, like, Reno Human Rights Commission, the Arts and Culture Commission. They have a youth city council,
I believe that's called high school students.
Yeah. Maybe we could like lobby them to start a Reno College Council. I know that's something that the mayor's talked about in the past.
What? That's freaking cool.
Yeah. I got that was back in 2015, but she's mentioned it before. I have an email on her on record.
Oh, you should start.
But
researching that.
Yeah.
Drafting up an ordinance, city ordinance.
That's something I could get into. an ordinance for
Reno College Council.
Yeah, that's something the mayor has mentioned before, but like most of the people who go to like public commissions, I say this with love and respect because 99.9% of them are amazing, wonderful people. They're a lot older than we are, and I think it'd be worth having more college representation on there.
Yeah.
So like that's something we could like talk about when we're tabling or on social media.
Yeah, what's on the agenda, tabling.
Or we could do like some sort of event, like not this semester, but like sometime next semester. Yeah, I'm not really good when it comes to that sort of thing. That's why I wanted to talk to others about it.
Does anyone have ideas? I was thinking we could talk to Mapu.
Talk to Mapu, yeah.
And Sheridan can talk to Mapu since her and Mapu work together. So, talking to Mapu to see how, because she's pretty good at, like, getting out a message that maybe is kind of, I don't know, not that fun, like applying to a commission board. Maybe confusing, so she could post it on social media and like help us make a flyer and help us think of ideas of how to get out there. If you want to, do you think you want to pursue that, Sheridan?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. And then you can, Joka, you can coordinate with Sheridan on like what those boards are.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, if you tell me like exactly what each of them are, what they do, what you want from them, and then I can talk to Mapu about it, and hopefully she can just...
I'll do some research.
From there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are students?
That reminds me, we were supposed to be talking with Mapu about getting those, like, what's on the agenda in tweet format. So, like, you know, the stuff you put up on the board, but getting it in, like, the Twitter and the Instagram. So maybe we can court some, maybe, like, on the Google Doc when Joko and Marista finish it on, like, Sunday nights, then you could look at it and, like, send Mapu an email about what it is, and she can tweet and Instagram about it.
Okay, yeah.
Is that, I'm forgetting, is that how we were doing tabling, or Olivia, were you taking it over? What did we decide? Joko and Marissa still?
I was like, they were doing the question and I was doing like the logistics. Well, Nick was doing the scheduling logistics and I was doing like show up, like texting, reminding.
Oh, okay, sorry. So Joko and Marissa are still
there. Yeah, so as far as that, are we thinking having her tweet out or Instagram out like a visual or more of like...
Just like a small tweet. She'll know what you're talking about
because
her and I have talked about it and she's been wanting to do it and I just kind of forgot that was going to be the plan.
Yeah.
But
that's something we could definitely do. Do we need to format it differently or can Mapu handle that?
Well, Sheridan will just take what you write and email it to Mapu.
Gotcha.
I think Mapu would be able to.
Yeah.
So, on the Native American Voting Rights Bill, how are you thinking, you know, we want to... This is through Congress, right? The Native American Voting Rights Bill?
This is proposed by Senator Tom Udall, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I think whether it's having ASUN pass a resolution in the affirmative, allowing us like do a drive sending letters to our representatives in Congress about it. Like there are a number of ideas I had. That's why I wanted to like meet with diversity and inclusion. Maybe like they would have ideas as to how to approach this too.
Okay.
So like I'll wait until I have that meeting and then I'll get back to everyone about that.
Oh, okay. You do have a meeting set up with diversity and inclusion?
Not yet, but I was going to reach. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Cool. Okay. Does anyone else have anything? Yeah, Assistant Director Commander.
Sorry, I just had one more thing. Just a reminder, I sent it from the email about that list thing that I sent to everyone. It's not, like, for you to fill out the spreadsheets for the interns, but just a reminder that, like, make sure you're meeting with your intern every week. The intern will be filling it out every week, so we'll know if you're not meeting with them. And then, like, if you're too busy, like, 1 week or something, we can talk about it. But it shouldn't be, like, a regular thing not to meet with them. Like, we should be meeting every week. Also, you should give them a project to work on every week. But that's, like, a continuing project they work on. Or if it's, like, a new one every week, it doesn't really matter. Just something to work on. And I sent out the list for all those projects. If you don't like those, we can work on coming up with new ones together. But just yeah, I just wanted to remind everyone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Tabling 11 to 1 Tuesdays, 10 to 1 Wednesdays, through Thanksgiving.
Oh, so we're doing 3 hours? 3 hours?
Yeah. I guess through the Wednesday before Thanksgiving break, but if people are gone and we can't do it that day, obviously not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday.
Before. Okay,
I don't think it, or Tuesday. I don't think anyone's even gonna be on camera.
Okay, so this weekend, well, this week, next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, next
semester
week.
Semester ends so fast.
Yeah.
It's November. Can we go back to 2017, please?
Okay.
Done.
Good? Okay. Moving into agenda item 6, old business. There's no old business at this time. Agenda item 7, new business. The affordable housing event to the budget proposal. I'm seeking a motion to approve the affordable housing event and budget proposal.
I motion to approve. Sorry.
Sue, now are you coordinating?
I motion to approve the affordable housing event budget proposal.
I second that.
Oh, yes. Is there a second? Okay. I really can't remember how that process goes. Joga, was that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I motion to make second discussion.
Okay. Yeah. So, Nick and Bianca and I all went to the project's meeting today, and it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Nick and Bianca, do you all want to share your thoughts? You don't have to share your thoughts, but if you want to share your thought on how, because you know we're in like a tension here of whether or not we want to do it because of the perception. So if you all, and I don't think, Bianca, I don't think I explained that to you. So,
yeah.
So the organizations are left-leaning and... We're nervous about the perception of looking like we're only partnering and like paying service to the left side about
the Young Democratic Socialists, especially.
Yeah, specifically the Young Democratic Socialists because of their name. The other ones are kind of not as apparent to what they are.
Yeah.
But, I do want to share. Olivia and I and Kirsten all met with Jose, and Jose thought it was a good idea, and said that there's no like that he knows of on the campus and in this community. There's no like conservative leaning groups that are pushing for these things and like doing the same amount of work and the same type of work around affordable housing as the organizations that we're working with. So he sees it more as like. Like, yeah, you could invite the other side, but is there another side that's doing this that would be able to, like, want to do this? So, with that, I don't know if you want to share, like, how you felt about it, Nick, or...
I thought it was cool.
Affordable housing is one of the issues we talk about a lot, affecting mm-hmm. students anyways. If anyone does want to cause a problem about it, we'll say, well, you throw an event, we'll help you with it.
True. Bianca, you thought it was good? Cool. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to be November 26th, and we do have the room.
6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
For the record, the organizations are Young Democratic Socialists, Reno Justice Coalition, Action.
The Center.
I'm missing one. Nevada Student Power. So, do you all want to know, like, what their mission is? I can tell you that, or are you not interested? Just want to go into a vote. Okay.
Ignore me. Ignore that.
You can say something.
I have nothing important to say.
Okay. Well, if you have something to say, then it's important.
Well, I was just going to say, does the group feel like we've had good discussion on this already? Up until this point? Yeah. Okay.
Do you all want to have more discussion on it?
Yeah.
Especially after going today. I think it'll be a really good event.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Do you have any?
No, I trust everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure, Joseph?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, this is a proposal for food in the amount of $70. I kind of want to amend it to make it a little bit more, just in case, because I don't know how much was the Einsteins. Like, we just got Einsteins, 80, and that was like 80. Yeah, maybe we should.
That was a lot of Einsteins.
And it's during dinner time, and so what we talked about today was, like, this is an event on housing insecurity and, like, food insecurity, and that it would be not very, like, kind to show up and do an event that's 2 hours long during dinner time and not provide, like, fresh, warm food for people who are going, like, who probably already have these insecurities with those things. So
their ideas were pizza and then, like, fruit.
I'm always good with pizza. Yeah. Like, fruit works good, too.
Pizza would also be difficult to... We'd have to, like, gluten-free and dairy-free. Yeah. I don't know how accommodating places like Domino's and stuff are with that.
We could do pizza, and then we could, like, if we're doing it here, just from Porta Subs, we can get lettuce wraps. Those, we can make those gluten-free and vegan.
You can make them vegan?
The lettuce wraps? Yeah, you just get avocado and veggies.
Oh. Okay, so I'm going to increase it. I'm amending the budget proposal to be in the amount of $150.
Okay. Do we have to...
I'm seeking a motion.
Do we have to make a motion in order to make that amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. I motion that we increase the amount of $70 to $150. And then we need a second.
A second.
Okay.
Our projects director, Wolfram. Okay.
I'm seeking a motion. What was it that you wanted to motion on?
To vote on it.
Oh.
Just go. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So all those in favor of passing this budget proposal with the amendment of $150, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. Moving into agenda item 8, public comment. Public comment at this time. Okay. Moving into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:47 p.m.